To try and keep traffic flowing on the bridge, U.S.-bound trucks are now being pre-inspected on the Canadian side. But Higgins says that hasn't changed the fact that the Peace Bridge only has three lanes and it's 86 years old.
Unless and until we as a community recognize that our life quality and our economic future is tied to reliable, predictable access between the United States and Canada, we can't realize our full potential.
Higgins says 30% of Western New York's retail economy, along with the Buffalo Sabres, the Buffalo Bills, and the region's two airports, rely on customers from Southern Ontario.
We're doing this with at least one hand tied behind our back. You build in capacity. You build in reliability and predictability. It's a major game changer.
And since idling diesel trucks give off more pollution, he says it makes sense to increase capacity and keep traffic flowing.
For economic reasons, for transportation efficiency reasons, and for public health and air quality reasons, we need a new bridge and a new plaza. And, you know, the Canadians got it right. We didn't. And everybody's waiting for us. And while they're really not waiting for us, they've kind of bypassed us because you see hundreds of millions of dollars being invested into the state of Michigan.
Washington approved Canada's plan for a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, last April. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.